Hey guys, this is Jude from Half Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening in to a special episode today. It is our second lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic, and a lot of local businesses around the world are in real danger of closing. Smaller businesses really need all of our helps to keep them afloat during this time. Our episode today is a little different. We usually talk about history or current events. Today we will be talking with a really cool guy named Dean Watson of the Greatest Hits Boxing and Fitness in Coriopolis, Pennsylvania. Just listen in. If you have any questions, let us know. Reach out to Dean at the Greatest Hits Boxing and Fitness. And if you're interested in signing up with him to do some fitness workouts, just let him know that the podcast sent you. Thanks. Enjoy the episode.
So the name of the business is Bye Bye Calories LLC, doing business as the Greatest Hit Boxing Fitness. Is that a lot? That was a lot.
Greatest
right?
Hit.
That is a lot. Fitness.
That's a really long name. I love it.
That's a long
name. How
could
people find you? How could people find you? That's the better thing.
A lot of times it's through Facebook. So I do a lot of Facebook advertisement or Google. If you Google boxing, fitness in the Moon area or the area of Coriopolis, it should show up.
Okay. Or like Greatest Hits Boxing?
It's uh-huh. Like, the Greatest Hit Boxing.
I dig it. I like the name.
Thank you. I wasn't too sure about it, but you know, it all worked out.
It makes so much sense. It seems like you're the best at boxing because you land the greatest hits. You know?
That's it. Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
So how did you like first get into fitness? I don't know if that's how you would say it, but.
Yes, that's exactly. It's a great question. So fitness started, it's kind of weird. When I was probably 17, even maybe a little bit younger than that, I used to wake up early in the morning and watch the fitness shows. It was Kiana was one of them. Kendall, that was a guy who used to teach kind of like HIIT training. And then there was two guys who were more, you know, kind of looked like they enhanced their muscles a little bit with a little bit of help. And you know, they were on the beach and they were, you know, lifting heavy weights and things like that. And I kind of woke up every morning and watched all three of them back to back for some weird reason. Maybe I didn't have anything else to do. I don't know. But, you know, that's what I did. And that was the start of everything. And when I, you know, came to Pittsburgh, I went straight to the fitness business. And that was the first place I was. You know, I just kind of felt like that's where I'm supposed to be. You know, that's what I wanted to do. And, so I've been doing it since then. Quite some time now.
Where did you live before Pittsburgh?
Washington, D.C. I'm born and raised in the Washington, D.C. area. My wife is from here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Washington, D.C., the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this. Hold on. So, it's for something. I don't know if you can see this or not.
That's going to be impossible to read.
Yeah, no, never mind.
She's trying to show him a piece of paper with something.
We're recording an episode tonight, and it's on Washington, D.C.
There it is, hometown.
Woo-hoo. I'm telling you, now we need you on here to tell us if we're closer, if we have facts or bullshit on our list.
Yeah, if he wants to stick around forever for the rest of the night.
Wow.
I'm down.
That's crazy.
Yes, you guys are doing you're doing something on DC tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. It's awesome. Fantastic, man.
Man, now I just want to talk about DC.
I know, I do too.
I know, right? Man, DC it's nothing but energy and fun. That's DC, man. Nothing but energy and fun. That's right.
So, Judy, how'd you meet Dean?
I met Dean because I've always wanted to take up boxing, and my husband and I, we walk around the block. Well, not around the block, around Coriopolis. We walk, it's 3 miles. So, we haven't walked in a while, but we were walking by. We walk right past him. I saw someone working out in the gym, walk right past, and I was like, dang it, I really want to go talk to them and find out what's going on. And I want to take up boxing. So we went in and Dean was like all over it. And he was like, yeah, well, let's get you on. Like he had us working out immediately. And it was so cool. He had us doing like 15, I don't even remember how long it was. Wait. So you're just like walking around Coriopolis and you're like, hey, you know what? I want to look into kickboxing. Mm-hmm. I want to look into boxing. You walk in and then
he puts us right into theater. He's like, here, come here. And he has us doing a whole set. And I'm like, what?
That's phenomenal.
That's right.
That's what I need because I'm so ADD. I'm like, I want to try this. And then you go in and you have to schedule an appointment and you have to wait forever.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
He was so upbeat. I know. I have had a personal trainer. Years ago, we had gone to a personal trainer and it was like both kids and Tim and I. And like she was having us do all the same exercises. So we ended up quitting because it was just too much for us. It was like way too much. But Dean's class, like, unlike the other one, I dreaded going to work out. I was like, oh, we have to go. But Dean's, like, I get so excited. Like, I want to go. And Tim's the same way. He wants to go and he's excited to go. And if you have a workout and you have a personal trainer, you have a fitness coach that really inspires you and motivates you, that's, and I don't even realize where the time goes. You know, it's like he really knows how to schedule everything, and my brain's ADHD, so I need constant movement
stimulation, keeping me on your toes.
Yeah,
it goes by fast, doesn't it?
Oh, goes fast. Yeah,
it goes by super fast, man. It's like we start and then we're done. There we go. It's 45 minutes. We rock and roll, man. It's a lot of fun, that's for sure.
It is a lot of fun, and everybody helps each other in the gym. And he keeps an eye on everybody. He'll like come over and he'll see who needs a modification or who is struggling a little bit or who's not doing something right. I don't know how you do it, Dean. You keep an eye on everybody at the same time.
you certainly have to. That's for sure. You don't want anyone losing form, injuring themselves or anything like that. So, you know, just try to monitor everyone and know what everyone's doing and keep them going strong. That's for sure.
So I feel like, just listening to you guys, I'm picturing something different. I've been there. I've been there with Dean. And there's like a bunch of little stations set up.
Mm-hmm.
So multiple people are doing the same thing at once. And then he had a switch. So we were like swinging the big heavy ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a switch and we were lifting weights, doing squats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then treadmill for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then punching bag. And I'm sure you have a lot of other stuff, but that's what we did that day. And the night before, we went to see Dean, Samantha, Tyler, and I were at a party. And Tyler, the whole night before, he was like, man, we have to box each other in the park. Like, we thought we were going there, we were going to fight.
We're gonna fight each other.
We thought we were fighting each other. And he's like, man, I'm excited, but I'm scared. I don't know if he was scared.
Yeah.
He just kept saying, man, we have to fight each other. So we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, and we're walking down the sidewalk in Coriopolis, and there's another gym not too far, and I'm like, I wonder if that's it. And then we like walked past Dean's, and Dean's standing at the window banging on the window. He's like, hey, get in here. I'm like, this is definitely the place. And he just had that energy like basically the entire time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was fun. From that moment, like whenever I saw him, like I think I smiled the whole time, except for like whenever I'm like, okay, I'm ready to do something different.
It's kind of funny for me because like I feel like you guys are talking to each other and about Dean, about how great Dean is, and he's just laughing. How's it feel to meet you, Dean? They really love you.
He's just a fly on the wall.
I'm just listening to everything, man, and visualizing everything we did go through. It was definitely fun their first time out, taking them through and watching them, you know, go through it with excitement at first and then realizing that, this is work. We're putting in some work, you know?
Smile a little perfect bit. Form.
Yep, work a little bit. You did great, PJ. You did awesome, man. You did
fantastic. No, what I was going to say is, like, for the first five, I had perfect form. And I'm like,
right,
okay, I'm getting tired now. And then I'm just like barely moving after that.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sold. Yeah. Like I want to try. Like I haven't got the workout with you yet, Dean. I'm little.
No, that's all right. You're ready. You are ready, man. That's all you have to do is get there. Once you're there, you're ready to rock and roll. I'll take care of the rest. Get you going. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What type of exercises have you done in the past?
I do yoga, and I have been working on my house construction-wise, so that's a lot of work.
Hey, that's work. That's calorie-burning work.
Yeah, in muscle building. Dude, I got traps, and I got like biceps now.
Yeah.
She's got staple gun muscles she was telling me about.
Yeah. Do you only do kickboxing, or what all do you teach?
So it's all fitness incorporated. So it's less boxing in terms of just focus on boxing. It's more focus on the what I call a full body party. Where we work the upper body, we work the lower body, we work the full body, and we call it a full body party. And that's every workout. So most of the muscle groups are touched, whether it's the large muscle groups or small muscle groups, every time you work out, helping you get results much faster. We do a lot of compound exercises, you know, squat overhead press, deadlift front delt raise, compound exercises where you're working the lower body and upper body at the same time. That way you're pushing a little bit harder, building more muscle in a shorter amount of time.
I like the term full body party.
Full body party.
And I tell you what, I've never worked out so hard in my life. Like, I'll be like dripping sweat on the floor. Like, I've never done that before because I really hate to sweat, but I've never like fully like sweated and loved it at the same time. It's like so crazy.
There you go.
And as soon as you get tired of an exercise, he changes it up and he moves you to something else. So you can't get so tired of what you're doing.
Is it kind of like comparable to CrossFit, or is it not as like crazy as CrossFit?
So it's more, I would say, functional. It has more of a functional feel, meaning there's more movements that you would do regularly on a, you know, on an everyday basis, as opposed to lifting a lot of heavyweight barbell work or doing pull-ups. So we're doing more, you know, squat kicks or three-point stands where you're reaching down, touching the ground, jumping up, reach down, touch the ground, jumping up. That's more functional movements that you participate in daily and don't realize you're doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. And then that'll keep up with your flexibility and your agility. Like,
yes.
So I have friends that are into CrossFit, and I was into CrossFit for a very, very small amount of time. But like, I really like to be able to, I like to be flexible.
Yeah.
And I was noticing I was just building muscle and getting kind of like tense. Like I wasn't, so I got more into like yoga instead. But this sounds like a good balance.
Oh, that's an excellent balance. Yoga, adding yoga to any workout helps out a lot. That's for sure. Increase your flexibility. It enables you to do more at the other workout that you participate in. That's for sure. It's good stuff, man.
Do you do yoga?
I don't, but I need to. You know, stretching is like the something that everyone needs to do that everyone doesn't do. You know, mm-hmm. You know, everyone wants to just go ahead.
How do you feel about pina coladas?
What?
Pina coladas. I don't know.
It's a song. If you're not into yoga. No.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a lyric.
This is what happens, Dean. I try to be funny.
Nobody gets it.
It's funny because it wasn't funny. I get it.
I didn't know where you were going with it either, but it was funny.
A listener somewhere that thought that was hilarious.
I get it now.
Yes. It definitely was.
Just give me that. Somebody laugh. Sorry for the interruption.
I went straight into it. If you like pina coladas, that's all I had. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And getting caught in the rain. I was like, where is this going? I think it does start with if you're not into yoga. Mm-hmm. If you have half a brain, I think that's the next one.
Wow, you know all the lyrics.
I'm showing my age now.
See, we just did a music trivia recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to that one, Dean, find out who won.
No, actually, a lyric trivia. Oh, that one was so hard.
It was super hard, Dean.
Yeah.
Anyway. Judy has a question for you.
So is there one thing like that you would want the listeners to know, or is there one thing that bothers you about the lack of information that people have? Or not really. Like
the one thing I think everyone needs to know is they need to exercise. I mean, everyone does. It's just like, you know, getting an oil change for your car. I mean, everyone says that's kind of cliche-ish, That's mm-hmm. not, you know, but you, I mean, everyone should exercise. I mean, mm-hmm. your body operates better when you exercise. It's really that simple. You know, you're more flexible, you're more capable, you're more able to do more of what you want to do. Do more so you can do more, you know? So, you know, everyone should exercise at least 3 times a week, even if it's just for 20 minutes. So I know, you know, most fitness coaches would say something like that, the same thing, but, you know, it's the truth.
It
you know,
true.
you can't feel and be the best you if you're not exercising.
It's
all I got. That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's all I got.
It's science. It's like an object in motion stays in motion. So if you keep your joints moving on regular, yeah, it'll stay in motion.
Correct. Wow, that was great.
Yeah. So with your full body party, do you guys
full
like
body party?
Great, I love it. Do you take like a day off? So do you recommend just like exercise 3 days a week, or do you like you probably modify and know how? Like each person's probably different, huh?
Everyone's different, but more importantly, you should listen to your body. But don't let your body overtalk you, meaning if you can use it as an excuse and say, hey, I'm tired, my body's tired, I'm not going to exercise today, when you really know you could exercise that day. So don't let your body overtalk you, but listen to your body. When your body says, hey, it's been 4 days this week, you jump on that treadmill and you know you really don't have that push that you had, you know, earlier that week, maybe you need to take the next day off. You know, let your muscles heal, let your muscles recover. But everyone's different. You know, some people build up the endurance to push out for 7 days a week, and some people can only do 3 days a week, and that's their limit. But listen to your body and don't let your body overtalk you. That's for sure.
I think that's probably like really important to have people like you, right? To like help.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So when your body's trying to overtalk you, I'm the one that's going to overtalk your body.
Yeah. You can help us like figure out if our body's trying to trick us into like an extra cheat day.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, no, all right, come to work out. Your body's trying to trick you. Don't let's do it right now. You know, let's do this. Let's go.
Yep.
Dean, do you have a workout that our listeners could do at their desk or their behind the steering wheel?
Absolutely. Well, not behind the steering wheel.
No.
Please don't do that one,
you
right?
You could squeeze your glutes, right?
Yeah, you could actually. You could actually flex your core. You can squeeze your core. So from, You know you have stoplights. You got a road that has stoplights coming up. Every time you're at a stoplight, squeeze your core and flex like you're flexing the mirror and hold it there. So instead of, we jump on our phones. How about try to hold your core, squeeze it like you're flexing the mirror the whole time you're at that stoplight until it's time to go. So every time you stop at a stoplight, stoplight, you know, you squeeze that core, flex that core. The more you flex it, the more it gets more firm. And, you know, that's core mm-hmm. work right there in the car. Great job.
There you go.
For you. Wow. That was a great one. Great question. That's good.
Yeah. We're gonna tell them to flex again whenever we think about it.
Okay. I actually already do that. I started doing that because I read online or I saw a video somewhere online.
That's because you're a scary driver.
No. So I heard that like your body or your muscles have to know how to be activated, right? So if you're not using them, then they'll get kind of loose and like wiggly. Mm-hmm. So or like that's a technical term.
Yeah, is that a medical term?
But I started like tightening my core whenever I'm sitting at work randomly and whenever I am driving at stoplights, exactly.
Wow.
Which is phenomenal. Dean, we're gonna hang out.
That's it, man.
And my stomach's gotten so much flatter. Really? It's crazy. It's just been like a month or two and it's like really showing because
I need that.
Yeah. Well, you just need to wake up your muscles because we're so used to like letting them sleep.
Yeah.
She's right. She's absolutely right.
Yep.
Great job. Beautiful.
So I think I'm going to switch gears. And I think the reason like we were excited initially to have you on the podcast before we like really got to meet you was running a business during COVID. I think mm-hmm. that was initially, like what we were interested in. So let's
talk. How did that affect your business?
Well, of course, we had to shut the doors, but if you have to have a backup plan or be ready, you know, be ready. So what we did is we switched to Zoom. And so everyone went to Zoom and we offered Zoom workouts. They were about 52 minutes, 7 days a week. And it was pretty much the same time most days of the week, 7 p.m. at night, because everyone's finished, you know, with whether they're putting the kids up or getting dinner or whatever it is. So every weeknight, it was weeknights at 7 p.m. And then on the weekends, 10:30 on Saturday and 10:30 on Sunday. And, you know, and we even had a Zoom hip hop. I think it was 9 o'clock on Sunday and Zoom hip hop at 11 a.m. on Sunday. And so 7 days a week, there was an exercise opportunity for all of the members. And that's so that awesome. Sort of kept, you know, kept everyone tight. And, you know, as the family, you know, we were, sometimes we'd have 35 to 40 people on Zoom at one time and everyone was exercising. And I mean, actually that was a really good time. I mean, mm-hmm. it felt great, you know, not that, you know, it would have been better if they would have been in the studio, but it was the first time doing that and trying a Zoom workout and working out through Zoom. Didn't know how it was going to work out, and it worked out really well. And it was a good, you know, good piece that people had to go to, you know, from being in the house locked in all day, to have to see other people through the Zoom and see them working out, you know, kind of inspired them to push through the workout and show up every day.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Did you end up getting more customers whenever, like, through COVID, or was it like just maintaining?
Nope. So that was a great question. Yep. We were able to get more clientele because I have clients that were in town in the Pittsburgh area who were at a location where I used to work, and they reached out to me and I reached out to them to let them know, hey, I'm doing a Zoom training. You might as well, you know, jump in and use the Zoom training as well. And So I still have a few of those clients now that we still Zoom, even though the studio is still open. You know, we still Zoom every Wednesday and Saturday at 12 noon. And it did add some clientele to the Zoom and to the studio.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like I would be more inclined to work out via Zoom. I don't know. I've never actually been to like a gym or anything. That's a lie. I went into a gym once to buy a smoothie.
That's funny.
Oh, it's such a good smoothie. Oh, it's so worth it.
Yeah, make smoothies all day.
But like, I do yoga with my instructors from Peru over Zoom, and for me, like, I can always make. There's never an excuse. Like, I can always make time to do that.
Right? Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to make it home today.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Zoom does make it. Okay, go.
So how could Brittany get onto your Zoom? I guess, Facebook.
Yeah. I could send her a link on Saturdays at 12, before 12, of course. But I could send her a Saturday link. We do Zoom at 12 o'clock and on Wednesdays at 12 noon. And I can assure you, you will feel the same energy through that Zoom that you would feel in person. We push through it, man. We rock. The music is pumping and, you know, I'll come up to the screen and say, come on, I don't see you, but you see you, to the people who have their camera shut off so I can't see them. You know, let's push, let's go.
I feel like I'd be super inclined for Wednesday because I'd break up my work day. So I'm like, it's right in the middle of all of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably super agitated for Monday and Tuesday. And then I'll just really want to run. Yeah, it's perfect.
You said it's like 57 minutes. I don't know where I got that number.
It's like 52. I know it sounds weird, right? What is a 52 minute workout? But it actually is, you know, no matter how I line it up, it comes out to be right around 52, 53 minutes.
There's a science involved.
That's probably good because if people have an hour break, they have a few minutes to get it set up and then to get a water or something afterward.
Well, Well, you have a you have an app up also, because I have an app on my phone.
Yes.
So I could schedule, like, I could go into the schedule like I normally would do our meetings, and I can select a Zoom meeting that way, or no?
Yeah. So what you can do is you can go into the app store, download Greatest Hit Boxing Fitness. We took the THE off, or Apple did, because of the length of the name. Couldn't be at the app store with that long. It couldn't be that long in the app store. So it's just Greatest Hit Boxing Fitness. Create a profile and go ahead and sign in for whichever day of Zoom. It's called Work From Home Workout. Work From Home Workout. And it's like the song Work From Home, right? Right? We can work from home, 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 home. I think that's how it went. But it's called Work From Home Workout. And you can sign in and you'll receive a link at least about an hour prior to the start of the workout. Then log on and get ready. All you need is 5-pound weights, 2 5-pound dumbbells, or if you don't have 5-pound dumbbells, 2 bottles of water and a mat. Make sure you have a mat, because we do floor work. We're down, plank up and down, push-ups, and there's modifications for everything. There's modifications for modifications.
Mm-hmm. So no worries. So like there. A yoga mat, or is it a different?
Yep. A yoga mat, but you may want something a little bit thicker, or if you have a yoga mat, maybe have it on a carpet as opposed to having it on a hardwood floor. Because, you know, we do the floor work, that's for sure. And I'm not shy about floor work.
And how much does it cost? Like, how's that go?
So the Zoom workout is $47 a month for two Zoom workouts a week. So that's on Wednesday or Saturday at 12 noon, and it's $47 a month for the Zoom.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I can assure you, you're going to get a fantastic workout. I mean, super fantastic workout. Every workout is different. We have different combination of exercises that we perform, and be excited, because you're not going to know what's coming.
I'm excited. I had to take some time off because I was sick and I didn't want to get anybody sick. So I haven't been working out. I think I did like 6 workouts with Dean, and every single one was different. Like, there was always some different kind of weight or using the ropes differently, or.
So for me, like I'm thinking mathematically, that is an excellent deal.
Absolutely.
Because if you even just go once a week, that's like, there's 4 weeks in a month. Mm-hmm. So you're paying $50. That's like a little bit over $10 per workout. Mm-hmm. Whenever normally it's a lot more than that. And you're offering too. So that's like $5 a workout. That's right. Sweet. That's super manageable.
Did you say $50?
$47
a month.
Okay. You were just rounding? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not very good at math.
No, that's fine. I was like, oh no, Dan is here. Yeah. Sorry. After you tip him, I'm just kidding. There's probably not even a way to tip.
It's kind of priceless though, too, because he's so motivating. And really, I'm excited to get back. And that's the first time I could ever say that about any workout program.
I can't wait for you to get back, Judy.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to get back.
Do you want to do a discount if somebody from the podcast contacts you, or
what I can do is I can give them a free Zoom workout for a trial, like maybe a 2 Zoom trial.
Okay.
Like
okay.
two Zoom trials. So you have you can try 2 Zooms and no charge at all.
Oh wow. Okay.
All we have to do is mention like Half-Ass Podcast.
That's it.
Okay.
So they just contact you and we'll have your link at the bottom.
Yep. Or in person, I mean, it's a 14-day free trial in the studio now.
Oh, yeah.
14-day free trial at the studio. Okay. And for Zoom, it's a two Zoom trial. You could do 2 Zoom meetings, it has to be back-to-back, 2 Zoom meetings back-to-back, or 14-day trial in the studio.
All right. Dean, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah.
This I'm curious about the podcast. I mean, you guys decided to do this together. This is just curiosity. Meaning like you guys came up with it together and said, you know.
That's what happened.
I was the one that actually approached them.
She's the instigator.
I'm the instigator in this one.
She wanted a family theme podcast, and we originally started with a bunch of family.
We did. We had about, what, 7 or 8 of us that were all involved in the beginning of it and the creation of the name. And
yeah, it's good. And then it only wound up being us.
Yeah, awesome. We boiled it down because, like, at the time, my wife was pregnant.
We didn't know,
but like, yeah, that was funny because I was mad at her because I asked her what she wanted to do, and she was like, I don't know. I was like, do you think PJ would? I don't know. I was like, well, I need to know if he wants to do it or not. I'm like, well, I'm not sure. I'm like, it's a yes or no, Sam. I don't know what your problem is. And then afterwards, I'm like, sorry, I gave you such a hard time. she knew she was pregnant. She couldn't tell anybody yet.
Yeah, she just didn't want to join with that unknown variable.
Right. How much the baby would take away from her time and work. She was working at the time, so.
Right. And Tyler,
a lot of the other people like had jobs. They're like, Draven, like that. Draven's my kid. He went back to school. Right. So it's like,
really. Well, he was done his last year. He was of high school the time, right? Yeah. So he was in 12th grade. So it was like him and his girlfriend had broken up too after that. And she was also in on it. So we were like, I don't know what was going on.
And Tyler was up in the air about moving to Los Angeles, which he did.
He ended up coming.
He's still kind of on the he's very much so on the podcast, just for like the trivia ones, but he's our editor for everything.
Right.
Wow, what a wild ride. Like, so I haven't really thought about it in so long because I'm just like, I'm going to go and record the podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really like shaped and like it started off as something so much different than what it is today.
It kind of grew into something different. And I think it's awesome because Brittany is my niece, but we never really got to spend time together. Then after her parents passed away, we were like, we need to keep in touch. And now, she's probably not wanting so much connection. But
we are so much alike. It's so crazy. Uh-huh. I thought I was just so unique in my family, but like,
we're exactly the same. That's the same as how I always felt.
Yeah, even artists. This has been amazing.
That's awesome.
And they invite me over for Thanksgiving, and they have good food. Like, this is, I will come anytime you ask.
Everybody's welcome. And then hanging out with PJ is always a good time. So
yeah, she just had to say something.
Plus, who's going to hang out with their mother-in-law every other week and enjoy it?
I was going to come here anyway, I think. No, maybe not today. My wife didn't come today.
Probably so. Not, but.
Oh, yeah, it's a Thursday.
I definitely see you more than your wife.
Lucky me.
I don't know about that, but
if it sounded sarcastic, I didn't mean it to be.
It sounded very sarcastic.
Oh gosh.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know what to say.
I know, I didn't know what to say either. I was just like, oh.
We like each other. Shut up.
Yeah, we don't really.
We're family.
All right, Dean, what'd you learn today?
Oh.
I learned that this is awesome. How about that?
Okay, that's a thing.
You guys are awesome. This is fantastic, man. I think I learned that the podcast setup is pretty cool. I like it a lot, man. I think what you guys are doing is pretty good, man. Yeah. I like it. I mean, I like to do it again. I like to participate with you guys another time. Maybe, a while from now, but I enjoyed the heck out of it. And thank you for inviting me. That's for sure.
Absolutely. We definitely have some plans for you after this, after we shut the mic off.
Yeah. And also, possibility, maybe we can pull you on for, if we have a fitness trivia.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Oh, my goodness. That would be great. I would love that.
Oh, he would definitely win.
Yeah. Speaking of which, everybody should be flexing their core, man.
Oh, flex your core.
Yeah.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Flex your core. There you go. Hey, whoever asks a question, they have to flex the core until the person finishes answering the question. How about that?
Oh.
I
That's funny.
I'm in. See how he makes everything fun. Fitness fun. What did you learn today?
Oh, Flex your core, Judy.
Oh.
Flex your core. There you go. You asked the question. Go ahead.
Full body party.
I learned that Dean is from DC.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, I was scared you were gonna steal that.
I learned that I should be flexing my core at every stoplight.
And think of Dean while you do it. Grace Hits.
Boxing. Grace Hits Boxing and Fitness. Choreopolis. Look it up.
Look it up. Do you have a website as well as Facebook, or just Facebook is the way to get you?
I have a website as well. It's greatboxingfitness.com. I know it's a little different than the name, greatboxingfitness.com.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you got it without, like, having to put PA or Choreopolis or Pittsburgh or anything in there. That's a pretty good one.
Are you flexing right now? You flexing while you answered?
I am. can you tell? Am I short of breath because I'm trying to flex at the same time? I'm conscious of it now, man.
Oh, I've been flexing since I said it most recently, like before the last two times.
Like, I feel guilty if I'm not flexing my core now anymore.
All right, let's have the girls say goodnight. All right,
good night, girls. Don't be a jago. Get off my planet.
Oh yeah, that's it, huh? Oh my gosh.
Thank you guys for tuning into today's episode, and a special thank you to Dean at The Greatest Hitboxing Fitness. You can check him out on Facebook at The Greatest Hitboxing Fitness or at his website at greatboxingfitness.com. And he is offering 2 free Zoom classes and a 14-day in-studio free trial. You get a pick of either one. You can either come in studio, but if you are either not in Pennsylvania or, you know, halfway across the world, or even if you are in PA and you just don't want to come in yet, you are more than welcome to reach out to him and do a 2 free Zoom workout session with him. I highly recommend it. There's nothing you can lose, you know, and if you really enjoy it, you can keep on doing it with Dean. So thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you again, Dean.
Thank you.